You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. And Brenthurst Wealth was voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager 2023. Today, the subject to be covered goes as follows: creating a tax-efficient retirement portfolio. And the first paragraph, I'll just read you the first paragraph. It says, the new tax year may be well underway, but that never means it's too late to create the most tax-efficient portfolio, particularly should you have a long-term to retirement. And why not place focus on ensuring you are optimizing your annual tax benefits? With me is Aaron Ruttenberg from Brenthurst Wealth. And Aaron, this is the sort of interview I like. Because I know very little about it, I'm forced to really listen, and I will learn because of that. So I'm looking forward to it. You're going to do all the heavy lifting in this one, I have to tell you.
Thanks, Lindsay. I appreciate it. Yeah, are you busy with the markets, and I'll help you with the financial planning.
Thank you.
You know, there's two types of people in this world. You know, you've got the psychopaths like myself who get their taxes done very early, and then you get the rest of us. So
you're the first person ever to admit to being a psychopath, because I've interviewed so many of them. But anyway, your psychological state need not detain us for now. What is step one? Let's start right at the beginning, please, Aaron.
Of course. So the whole point of this is just to show people that, you know, it doesn't matter that the tax year is well underway. It's to show people that they can, doesn't matter when in the year, they can start as soon as possible to create a tax efficient portfolio. Because within a tax efficient portfolio, and starting with step one, and actually before step one, make sure your debts are paid off and make sure you've got an emergency fund. You don't have to have all your debts paid off at once. You can put a little bit into the retirement side of things, which I'll be discussing in step one, but make sure to have that balance. And once debts are paid off, then you can really go fully into these steps. Whereas starting with number one, it's investing into a retirement annuity. You know, these are quite powerful in ways, because you can get offshore allocation within them, but the tax advantages are, you know, really, really powerful when combined. You've got a combination of having, whether it's a retirement annuity or you've got a pension fund or provident fund with your company, your contributions can first of all be deducted from your taxable income up to a maximum of 27.5% of your remuneration or your taxable income, capped at 350,000 rand. And if you exceed these contributions, which I've got quite a few clients that have done over the years,
yeah,
you can start building up a pool of contributions referred to as what's called the disallowed contributions. And this is about section in the Tax Act called 10C, where at retirement you'll be allowed to not only withdraw that 550,000 tax-free, but also should you have that pool of disallowed contributions, you'll also be able to withdraw those tax-free too. And then once you retire, you know, and you've built up a substantial disallowed contribution pool, you can, you know, with having a few million over your working life, you can even utilize these disallowed contributions to offset the tax within your living annuity. The other important point, and, you know, I don't want this to get over people's heads, the point is that you're getting a tax deduction for investing in a retirement annuity. Within the retirement annuity, you're getting a, you know, very strong forces at bay. You don't have to pay interest tax. You don't have to pay capital gains tax if you make any changes. And you don't have dividend withholdings tax. And I always tell people this is an intangible effect of being in a retirement annuity. It's the things that you don't see. You see your growth, but you never see your growth on saving tax. So it's those two forces. And then you've got your disallowed that I mentioned. And then, you know, again, when you decide to move into a living annuity, which is where you would ultimately go, in this step one at retirement, sometimes you can use those disallowed contributions, if you don't use them all, to actually offset the income that you take from your living annuity. And once you've finished using these disallowed contributions, then you'll start paying tax on your living annuity. But all those three types of tax savings and taking as much offshore as you can, yeah, is very powerful.
It is powerful. When you put it like you've just put it, there are several ways where you can create a tax-efficient retirement portfolio. And I would still recommend that people don't just write down what they're listening to now Aaron, but actually sit down with the advisor with their own personal circumstances and implement everything that you've just said. And it's a real shame that the South African economy is in such a parlous state and that the minister couldn't sort of expand these advantages. I'm sure if things were a little bit better, that he might have done. But anyway, that's for future years. What about step two? Optimize your tax-free investment. And that was an initiative that came in, gosh, I can't remember now, was it 4 or 5 years ago? Tell us about that.
Yes, it was in 2015. It was 30,000 Rand you could invest into a tax-free investment in 2015. So it's been quite some time and it's moved up to 36,000 Rand. So if you've got, you know, if you're lucky enough to be earning a substantial income that you can maximize and over contribute to a retirement annuity, as well as invest, especially when you're young, into step two of a tax-free investment, which you can do for yourself, for your spouse, for your children. You know, you get 36,000 Rand and a 500,000 Rand for your lifetime. Please, God, they lift the 500,000 Rand in time.
Yeah.
But it will take you at this point with 36,000, 14 years to reach the allowed limit on this investment, which is the 500,000 Rand. And if you contribute the annual maximum rate at this time, you still leave this portfolio to benefit from compound interest once you've reached the 500, is what I'm saying. So, you know, taking a hypothetical example, if you've remained invested for 14 years and you don't, you know, and contributed the maximum over this time, assuming an average return of CPI plus 6%, at today's inflation rate, you'd already have a fund value of 1,300,000. I'm rounding a little bit up, but that's very close to 1,300,000. I like to use CPI because at the end of the day, that's why we're investing, because we're trying to beat inflation. We can't just look at it in nominal terms. Real terms is what matters. So let's assume the funds are left for another 15 years to benefit from time in the market growing at the same rate that I'd mentioned. Your fund would now grow to 6.8 million Rand. And this can be accessed 100% tax-free. So thereby supplementing that potential tax-free income you're taking if you use tax section 10C of over-contributing in step one from your living annuity, as well as this investment, which is made through after-tax money, of course, but still over time, if you give yourself a lot of time and you're withdrawing from here together with your living annuity, you and using that section 10C, you've really created a very, very strong retirement base for yourself. And there's also the taxes you've saved over time in the tax-free savings, because at the same time, you're not getting, again, any interest tax, any dividends tax, or any capital gains tax. So it's exceptionally powerful. Again, inflation is what the problem is, and you need to beat inflation. And the only way to beat inflation is to have substantial equity. And you can also go fully offshore, 100% offshore, in a tax-free investment.
Very good. Step number two. Final step now. Step number three. Structuring a voluntary investment for short-term needs or emergency funds. And then you go on to talk about annual exclusions on all tax benefits. So it can't get out of hand, this little fund that you're going to start. Explain what it is, please.
So this is more voluntary investment. This is where you want to take money out so you can include your emergency savings that I mentioned in the beginning here. Have something on the side, because that would generally be in a very conservative investment or your bank account that earns nice interest, or an income fund, which we prefer to use, that earns interest. That's what's actually taxable. All of this is taxable. Anything interest bearing would be taxable at depending on your age, would be there'd be an annual interest exemption of 23,800 if you're under 65. And if you're over the age of 65, it's 34,800. So try and really maintain your emergency savings in accordance with your needs, but also in line with what your age and that exemption is. And then any interest earned over and above those exemptions would therefore be taxed. Not a bad thing if it's a little bit over, but then you can put money into growth. And that's where we would prefer to go offshore directly. You can do that locally too, but directly in dollars is also a very great thing. And that's allocated to growth assets, which further can be, you know, would trigger capital gains tax, which is a far friendlier tax than income tax. And it's where, you know, you're taxed on growth, but you're getting a 40,000 Rand exclusion every year. For the higher income earners or the more wealthy, it's not a lot of money, but it's, again, a very much more friendly tax. And every year they, you know, if you decide to sell an investment property or move from one fund into another or sell some shares, it's all going to be allocated together. So, you know, whilst you may as well take advantage of all these taxes that I've mentioned and be clever with it,
yes,
paying capital gains tax and having growth, you know, allows you one day when you retire to decide, okay, well, I need a little bit of extra money for traveling or for doing, you know, things that you've worked hard for in life, then you can use that. So in this investment vehicle, it's a fantastic way of also protecting your money against any political uncertainty in the country.
I know a few investors that wouldn't consider capital gains tax to be a friendly tax, but I know what you mean. It's all relative, isn't it? You talk about right at the end of step three, you say, recommend ensuring your estate planning is also addressed. Again, run us through that, please.
So ensuring continuity within the family and using your investment vehicles where beneficiaries can be nominated, whether it's nominating a trust or natural persons, is important because, for example, with a retirement annuity or a living annuity, if you don't nominate beneficiaries, they'll form part of your estate. And actually, retirement annuities and living annuities are not to form part of your estate. So you must have beneficiaries, otherwise they will form part of your estate. And estate duty is levied at 20% or 25%, depending on the value of your estate. So, you know, only it's a large amount of tax payable. So making sure that you further decreasing tax by just adding beneficiaries would be important. Also, and again, this is not for this discussion, but having that Section 10C of the Income Tax Act where you're over-contributing to a retirement annuity, if you have any disallowed contributions that remain on your death, because you can still continuously invest into these retirement annuities and over-contribute and have the disallowed contribution portion, it will also be free of estate duty if the benefit is taken as an annuity from the beneficiaries. And if the beneficiaries don't take it as an annuity, they take it as cash, then it actually forms part of the estate. So it's much better to sit down in front of somebody or have this as its own topic. But there are so many ways of saving tax and being clever. And that's why the estate side of things is so important to also involve with the retirement and tax saving, because there's plenty places to save tax that you don't see.
You've described everything beautifully, Aaron, but I can almost hear people scribbling as they listen to you and saying, phone tax financial advisor immediately. And it's really well worth it. So you can maximize the benefits according to your specific needs and your specific income and wealth. Aaron, thank you very much for your time. As always, Aaron Ruttenberg is from Brenthurst Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.